One of the world's longest standing conflicts flared up once again in the United Nations. It was the turn of the President of the Republic of Cyprus at the lectern, and he lashed out at Turkey's insistence on a two-state solution in Cyprus.
But I cannot leave unnoticed the absurdity of the Turkish rhetoric, which lies in their claim that the efforts for a compromise have been exhausted.
Earlier in the week, the Turkish president had addressed the General Assembly.
We hope that the problems regarding maritime boundary delimitation will be resolved within the framework of international law and good neighborly relations.
These words incensed the president of the Republic of Cyprus.
President Erdogan also spoke of the need of maintaining good neighborly relations. And I wonder yet again, which country had invaded and to date still occupies Cypress?
The Greek Cypriot side insists the solution lies in one island, one government. The Turkish Cypriot-run side envisions some kind of two-state solution and insists there can be no negotiation unless there is recognition of the Turkish entity. But in what could be a subtle shift, the Turkish leader in northern Cyprus told Al Jazeera that at this stage, there's no longer an insistence on formal recognition through the UN, rather a more informal acknowledgement of the facts on the ground. Just to clarify, are you saying that there doesn't need to be formal recognition through the UN, that you would be prepared to accept a statement of recognition?
I'm saying is that, first of all, to formally negotiate the Cyprus problem to a successful settlement, I want the acceptance or reaffirmation of my sovereign equality and therefore international equal status.
The President of the Republic of Cyprus and the leader of the self-declared Republic of North Cyprus held talks in April in Geneva. As in so many previous rounds, they ended in failure. They'll be having lunch with the Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Monday, but all parties are quick to stipulate that this is an informal event and in no way signifies a beginning of a new round of negotiation. Cyprus remains divided by a green line monitored by UN forces, and after nearly half a century, the line appears no less permanent. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, United Nations.